Okay.
Are there any comments to begin with?
Well, do we
have to take roll call?
We can take a roll call.
Okay, thank you. Looks like everybody's here. Dan Gleason, Buzz Bacenstow, Pat Anderson, Beth Elliker, and Lisa Hall.
Great. Mm-hmm. And Jim.
We have, I think, Patty Mullen and Patty Hart, although I don't see Patty Hart.
She didn't want to be seen.
Yeah. Okay.
Janice will be, well, we're seeing Janice's ceiling now, I guess. But, oh, I see your head there first. There you are.
Can you guys help out with the format here so I don't get it in the wrong order? I guess you asked for public comments.
Buzz, did you not, you don't have the agenda with you?
No.
Oh. Do you want me to just say it? I'll do it. I can do it.
All right.
This should be easy. Okay. So staff members present, Jim Osborne. Public in attendance, we just mentioned. Is Janice, is Mike in attendance? Oh, she, 1 minute, okay.
Okay.
No. We need to.
Hi. Okay, no, we're here. I'm cooking dinner and
okay.
He's around in the other room. We just want to listen. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay, so very good. Have
a beautiful view of our ceiling. Okay.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thanks guys.
Okay.
Okay, so the first work session topic is transition planning for a new district operator, but maybe we should announce Jim's retirement before we move on to that.
Jim, do you want to announce it or?
Yeah, I've received an offer that I couldn't refuse, so I'm leaving the district. I really enjoyed working for you guys for many years, and I feel bad for leaving at this time. You guys are making the transition to try to do a lot of work to the district. However, the opportunity that I've been given is something that I couldn't accept.
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm very happy for you to be able to have a full-time job where you get to be home with your family every night, benefits, including medical coverage. Much as I'm going to miss you, as I've appreciated all the diligence and the expertise and the dedication you've put in your job, as much as I'm going to miss you, I'm really, really happy for this opportunity that's basically dropped into your lap.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, Dan. Thank you. And it's been a very tough decision. It wasn't something that I was looking after. It actually just kind of fell in my lap.
Right.
So it was not that I was out searching for other employment by any way, shape, or form. I'm very happy with you guys and the way I've been treated, and you've done the best you could at all times, and I appreciate that. So I hope by leaving, I'm not burning any bridges, that everybody's still happy with the work that I did while I was here.
I'll testify to that. He's done great.
Oh, yeah.
I move that the board join in right now and tell Jim that we're really going to miss him.
And we are.
I think you're irreplaceable, but we'll find out.
So. We're all very appreciative of all you've done for the district. I can't find words for it.
And your last official act, digging in that sewer hole, thank you.
Well, that might be part of my new job, Pat. But no, I'm kidding. Yeah, I hope that... I understand that the district is going to need my help as well with your transition, because this is a whole different animal. It doesn't operate like a regular public water system. I mean, it has a lot of similar components. However, we're kind of off in left field. And all my classes that I take, I get that brought up quite often by the instructors that say, well, there is, you know, there is this place that does, you know, they have spring water and they don't treat. So it gets brought up quite often, but it's very unique and it's special and the people here are great. So whoever you guys find to do the work, though, is definitely going to need help. And I'd be willing to do that however I can. The most important thing is that the locates are the hardest one to cover because you have to respond within 24 hours. You have to call the contractors. You have to make sure that it's marked, sprayed, a picture's taken, and that you guys are compliant. And that's the more immediate part of the job more than anything. The secondary is the sampling. All the sampling has to be done before the second week of the month so that if you have a positive sample, you can resample amongst all the other samples that get taken. There is the monthly bacteria and the monthly E. coli. And then, of course, the meter readings and the billing that has to be submitted to the office and a few other things that are that need to be done.
We appreciate that you're going to continue to be available to help out. That is just invaluable.
We've had another.
May I introduce?
Yes.
This is Masako Ko, one of our water customers.
Hello.
Who would like to listen in to our meeting tonight.
Ms. Ko, I'm going to try to unmute your... Good. We should be able to hear you now.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for the invitation. And Pat, thank you so much today conversation as well.
No problem. Okay. So... does anybody have any comments about transition planning?
Comments or questions?
Either, I guess.
I'd like some comments on the applicability of the budget and at least in the interim. Jim, all these things he talked about were operation. And so we're looking for another operator. But that doesn't mean we're going to get anybody that can do maintenance. And maintenance is, and repair is the purview of installing meters. So I'm wondering what's going to happen to the meter program. Because it looks to me like we'll have to hire a plumber to come in and do them if we want to keep installing them, which is insane. But we're still going to have to, when somebody comes in and buys a lot, we're still going to have a meter installed. And the special projects, I've already told Jonathan that a lot of those special projects are going to go over into the master plan, that we're not going to do them, but there's money in those too. So I talked to Pat and recommended that after July 1st, we reconvene the budget committee and have a look at the excess revenue we're going to have because we're not doing some of these projects and determine where, if any place, we're going to put it.
Right.
Go ahead, Dan. Well, we're also going to need to see what we are going to wind up spending on operations. We won't know that right away until we find someone, but yeah, I definitely we're going to have to reconvene our hardworking budget committee, because it's going to take quite a bit of revision of the budget. We'll have to refile it. But I think there's no way to do that before the deadline. So
cannot change the budget at this point. The board will adopt this budget on the 25th as scheduled. It's too late to do any more amendments to it. And
too early.
It's not an emergency about doing an amendment later. We don't know what kind of person we're going to be able to find, if they're going to be able to do any of the maintenance work that Jim has been so incredibly great about. Should we be lucky enough to find somebody like that, then maybe things will proceed along. I think we have to wait and see. But if anybody has any really strong feelings about amending the budget, then that would be a process we'd have to start next month. I frankly think it's too early because we don't have any basis for recalculating. And we're not going to be spending money unless we're actually doing those projects or the meters. So it's not going anywhere. We're just going to not be using it for a while. Does anybody have any other questions about that?
Well, maybe this is out of sequence, but I've listed some of the things that Jim mentioned. And the hot one I see is sampling. That's got to be done, and I wouldn't ask Jim to drive, make a round trip from Grants Pass to do that, not that he would. And I'm wondering if we can temporarily hire an operator from another system to come in and who knows the procedure and contract. Was it 2 samples a month or one, Jim?
It depends on wherever you're at on the schedule, but I believe if you contact Analytical Laboratory, they actually have a service where they will pull your samples for you.
Do you know how much that is?
I don't know how much it is, but we have 3 designated sampling points. It's a state park, fire station, and here. So you'd probably have to have somebody meet with him on the Wednesdays when he comes through and does it.
Does he do that? Does he come through and sample other places?
Yeah.
Oh, so we just pay a share of his travel time, right?
I'm not quite sure how it works. I know that they already charge us like $1 to pick it up in Newport when I don't drive all the way to Eugene.
$1?
Something like that. What is it, Pat? Like $1, $10? I don't even think it's
$10. I think it's $2.
$2.
Each time.
So if they come...
excuse me. Go ahead.
I think it's like 10 or 20 bucks to have them do it. It's not very much.
Well, can we... I would think that's first order of business.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes. So Jim, are these all done at accessible outside taps or?
Yeah, well, I've done it kind of differently over the years learning the system. I've had, like today, since you can take the sample and you have a certain amount of time that you need to submit it before the lab can test it. So like today, I'm going to take my sample tonight because the weather's really nice. But every other Wednesday before, it's been rainy, blowing wind, and a chance of getting bacteria in it. So this month I've had to wait till the end, till I caught a nice day. So I've always tried to catch a nice day within the first 2 weeks. And if I still don't catch a nice day, then what I'll do is go inside the state park and take the sample. But the other thing is if they have to have it within 24 hours of pulling the sample.
Yes.
And I've always tried to pull my samples the evening before and then write down the time that I took it, because that way during the day the water flushed through the system and it hadn't been stagnant all night. It's still the same water going in. It's just been moving along throughout the day. So,
Jim, would the person from Analytical Labs know where the testing should take place?
Yeah,
or Buzz know to show them?
Yeah, they have a log through our through the state's drinking water program website that is our required sampling stations. They're just asked to rotate them. They don't want you to repeatedly take the same sample from the same spot. Generally, when you get a positive total coliform, that indicates that you have a leak somewhere in your system. And so they want you to move around in your system in case there's a problem somewhere else they can move.
Okay. That, and so if he, if we asked them to come out, they would know which place to do, take their samples?
I don't know. You're not required to take a sample from a certain place. They just want to make sure that you kind of rotate the three. So it would be best if maybe one of the board members the night before flushed the water for a while. I always go through the night before and flush it really good, unless it's the state park, like the community center, the fire station, because they sit all month and the building grows bacteria in the pipes. So that you have to get there and open it and flush it the night before to get everything out of it, so that the sample that you're getting is fresh.
Okay. Hi, Buzz. You're hiding. Can you do that?
Yeah.
You know.
I can help once I get back.
Okay. Well, we might have some. I know we have some Surfrider Foundation people who are used to taking samples for Surfrider. Maybe they could help out. Okay.
It's a. There are people that go test all the streams.
So we'll I'd be glad to call Analytical Labs and get the details on this. I've just talked to her, the office manager, a week or so ago, and I can do that.
So Pat, I need to be clear on something. Jim explained the flushing. So when I find out when this person will show up, the night before, Jim will brief me on there's a total of what, five stations, and you sample three each time?
No, there's three stations in the community. Now, if you get a positive sample, then you have to test all five.
Okay.
And that would be the, on record, we have the three springs and the three locations. However, the third spring is seasonal, so you only have to test it when it's running. And generally it's one and two, except in this case, when we were working on spring one, it's been off for a long time and now it's back on. So it'll run. You'd have to do it there.
I was with you that night. You went to the fire station, the two springs. Where was the fifth one?
There's just three in town and then the two up there.
Fire station, state park.
There's the three in town and then the three up there. Are the three springs.
What you were talking about rotating.
The three in town. Your monthly is only in town, unless you only get one in town per month. So
one in town per month.
One in town per month. So this month, last month was the community center. This month is going to be the fire station. Next month will be the state park. And you just rotate those three.
How about the springs?
You never have to test them unless you get a positive sample in town.
So that time you and I went out,
we had a positive.
You'd had a positive.
Right.
Okay, got it. So I go on out and flush all three, and then the guy can come in and choose which one he wants, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or talk to him the night before, email him and say, hey, I did the park or wherever, and
okay,
he'll go do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Buzz, we can coordinate on that after I make that.
I've got him here right now, and we were talking about it. So I just wanted, I'm sorry for taking the time to do that, but I needed to be clear.
Well, yeah, we better all be on the ball here.
Yeah, I think it's good for all of us who have heard this.
Oh yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Well then, what do we do about the locates? Who do we find to do locates?
I'll have Jim sit down and explain to me what it is. And then if we do get a locate, I'll call him and have him walk me through it, and I'll keep my fingers crossed that I can do it right.
Okay. Jim, is that one called Concepts that we use for that?
Beg your pardon?
No, they're the ones that notify us.
Oh, they notify you. Oh, yeah, that's how it works.
We have to do it. By law, we have to do it within 24 hours.
Okay.
I'm familiar with Jim's book. I've been through it quite a few times.
But Jim, what happens when they call you on a Friday? It's still 24 hours?
It depends on the situation. Most of the time, it's two full business days. So that would mean till Wednesday, unless it's emergency locate. If it's an emergency locate, you got to get somebody out there immediately. A house was burning down, a car ran into the pipe, things like that.
Oh, so we've done all those. We're finished with those.
Oh. I'll sit down with Jim before you leave and get it out.
Okay, are we ready to move on? I would like to ask what the board thinks about what we should do about that situation on Nelly, where we thought we had a water leak. Turned out it was probably sewage that ran along our pipe because the sewer line was right above the pipe. Who's talking? Is that a dog or is that somebody talking? I can't understand what that is. Anyway.
Pat, did you want an answer?
Pardon me?
I can give you an opinion. It's been like that probably for the last 11 years. Let's not mess with it until we put a new system in there.
I'm not talking about messing with it. Look at, who is this?
I'm sorry.
Masako, thank you for the humor.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Pat. This is first time and I'm Zooming, but my dog was talking to him. Apologize, sir, ma'am.
what I was asking about is Jim spent, a whole day, Jim, on that project?
Mm-hmm.
And we might want to think about trying to recoup some of our costs from the owner of the property.
How would we do that?
Oh, wow.
A letter, a friendly letter. We also have that situation also brought to light the fact that there are two water services there and not one that is being paid for.
Which is, Jim has told us about that situation for how many years now, Jim?
We've been talking for a long time about that.
Well, no, it's been going on since Art was here.
Okay. But now we have, I guess, photographic evidence.
I had a map the whole time that said it since 1974.
Right.
There's always been two services to those two lots.
Right. And that's been disputed. And so we've only ever billed for one there. And now I think the property has changed hands, so the situation's a little different, but maybe we want to think about this until the next meeting.
Yeah. The only thing is, it's kind of on the front burner, is that Jim Osborne left Jim, the neighbor, a sample bottle.
Yes.
And he's keeping an eye on the flow, and if he spots it and tests it, and the tests show E. coli, not total, but E. coli, right? Then he's to notify us, and we'll notify both the state and the county. And presumably, they'll do something about that line going across there.
Okay. So those records are somewhere. You have access to them, Buzz? So that we can follow up if we need to with the homeowner, the property owner?
I don't know that you guys, I believe that there's an obstruction in the easement, but I think that you guys are going to have a hard time back charging them for it because you're already paying for the meters.
What's the deal on back charging? I hadn't heard anything about that.
I think Pat was suggesting to back charge the customer for the obstruction in the ditch for it taking us longer to install the meters.
Oh, I get it.
So, well, the whole thing wouldn't have been necessary had that water, that line that may be sewage, not been leaking, running onto our water line, right?
Yeah.
Following the water line down.
I think that if the original owner still had it, we would have grounds to stand on, but I'm wondering if now that there's a new owner, all they'd have to say is that's how it was when we purchased it, and
mm-hmm. they'd get
right out of it in court. I mean,
will the county be following up on that as far as we know?
I did leave the, actually, yeah, they are going to. The Jim has the county guy's phone number, and he's waiting as well for them to show up, and he's going to try to go in and talk to the homeowner. Okay. It's a sticky situation. It's just an obstruction.
Okay.
So do we have meters for those two lines now? Are those installed?
Yeah, I put three in over there.
Three. Okay, good.
Nellie's done. Well, that side of Nellie is.
Right.
There are 3 meters now on the east side of Nellie?
Yeah.
Three?
Before you leave tonight, would you find one of those little blue stickers and put them on the map for us?
Sure.
The little stickers are in the closet in a little box that says map supplies.
Little stickers in little closet in a little box. Gotcha.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see. I have a couple other short things, I think. The Visa card that we applied for Jim.
The subject of meters yet. Can we? I have one more comment.
Oh, go ahead.
This will trail over into the July meeting. But Jim's going to use that fourth meter up on Boland. There's a new somebody requested one up on Boland. He's going to do that pretty quick. So we're going to be out of meters. And we're going to need, if we decide to just hire a plumber and specify the meter and pay the long price of $2,000+ to have it installed, then we don't need to worry about it. But if we somehow find somebody that can simulate what Jim's been doing, where we provide the meters, then it's going to be a lot less money. So it's in the next meeting, and just make a footnote, everybody. I want to talk about the possibility of buying some more meters. And the only way we can get the 50% discount is if we buy 10 of them. And according to Jim, so that instead of $3,000, we pay $1,500. And I'd like us to discuss that at the next meeting.
Okay. All right.
That's all I had.
Okay. I needed to mention that the Visa card application we had in the works with the bank has had to be canceled for the time being. If and when we have a superintendent that needs one again, we will have to reapply. I don't know if anybody's heard of this. I didn't know anything about this until last week when I received a notice from the state of Oregon telling us that we needed to immediately enroll in the Oregon Saves plan, which is a pension system to allow employers who don't otherwise to require that businesses that do not already provide a retirement system of any kind for their employees must participate in. So we are now enrolled. There are three different levels of this plan. One that requires no employer contribution, one that the employer can choose to contribute some amount, or the third level is an employer can match whatever the employee wishes. We will be offering this to our employees in the future as soon as the paperwork comes through. And if an employee chooses not to participate, not to contribute on their own to the level we enrolled in, then there will be no maintenance of that system that we have to take care of, and there would be no employer contribution.
I have a question.
Okay.
You skipped over credit cards so fast. Can we go back to that?
We could.
So there is no credit card within the district. If somebody like Jim had to go make a purchase, if it's a board member, they pay for it with their own card. There's no credit card for that purpose that's kept in a locked place in the office, right?
Well, last month, or maybe it was in May, in early May, we went to the board and passed a motion to allow me to apply for a card for Jim with a $500 credit limit. And that's specific to Jim. And then the bank required us to have a second card holder, a board member, so Lisa volunteered to hold that second card. But with Jim not available to us anymore, the card that application had to be canceled.
So if I have to run down to Ace Hardware and trying to match for Jim, I pay for everything out of my own pocket.
If the board so desires, you could decide to apply, direct me to apply again and produce a card for you to use.
Well, can we have one? Just it has to have a board member's card on it, right? And they need two board members now that Jim's not.
No, they needed one board member in addition, one other person in addition to Jim, because they issued two cards.
I got
that. Doesn't mean we have to walk around with them, but they issue two cards at a time.
I got that.
I suppose we could put Buzz on instead of, Buzz and Lisa on together. And then if a new superintendent is hired and needs the card, we could drop Lisa off and leave it with Buzz and the new superintendent. We can make whatever choice we want to on that.
I move that we do what you just said, which is to apply for a card on behalf of Buzz and Lisa, so that we have that flexibility, so that we don't have to go through the sometimes awkward reimbursement process, especially if we're doing something like buying $1,500 worth of meters.
Okay. Well, the credit limit we had established on the card was 500. If we think we need more than that.
You already have.
Pardon me?
Through the supplier, through Ferguson, we have an account.
Yes.
We have an account. Okay.
We need it for smaller things, right?
So Buzz, would 500 be sufficient?
That's fine.
Okay. I can do that.
If it's more than that, it seems to me that'd be something that we'd get a bill or you know, it'd be something.
Right. Okay.
This is just for bits and bobs, odds and ends, things that...
Yeah, 500.
Connectors at the hardware store, that kind of thing.
We do have an account at Ace Hardware.
Okay.
And so they bill us once a month, so that's not a problem. And most of the other things that Jim has purchased have been through Ferguson or one of the other accounts we have. And if we need an account somewhere else, maybe we can apply for it if it's going to be used regularly.
Fine. If you want to not go for the cards, that's okay too.
Let me look into it and see if we can do what I was thinking, that Lisa could drop off at some point and then Buzz and whoever the next superintendent is can have the two cards.
Let's let my motion die for lack of a second.
Oh, I can second.
Well, no, let it die. If we're not going to.
So shall I investigate further for next month?
Yeah, let's.
Okay.
Let's
see. Okay.
I didn't realize we had an account at Ace, for example. I knew we had one at Ferguson.
Yeah.
We have.
Let's see. And I sent everybody, I don't know if everybody got a chance to see it because it was today, proposed COVID rules for use of the in the office. Has everybody gotten a chance to see that?
There was nothing attached, Pat.
Yeah, that was the problem for me.
Did that happen? What is
going on? Yeah, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe we'll just talk about it in the meeting because, you know.
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay, okay.
Okay. How about, well,
I read it in the first draft, and it was really good.
Okay.
You do need
first
rules.
Draft that you didn't.
You do need rules. I added a few things.
Yes, Beth's suggestions were very helpful. Okay. Oh, let's see. We really need to get this in place this week. I don't know how we can adopt this.
Well,
can we do a consensus motion? And I'll resend and then maybe take a poll tomorrow.
If you need to have the board officially adopt this, if there's a reason to have a resolution about this, we could have a resolution that just basically authorizes the two of you that have read it to establish a policy.
Right. And it could be, you know, revised at any time in the future.
Right.
There's something wrong with it.
Hopefully it's temporary.
Okay.
Okay. That sounds good idea, Dan.
So I move that the board authorize Pat and Beth to finalize the the
COVID-19 policy, office policy.
COVID-19 office policy.
What is this policy?
And it would be nice to be able to see a copy of it at some point. But
I second the motion.
Thank you. All in favor, could we do please a roll call vote? Anybody in favor, please say your name.
Dan.
Beth. Lisa.
Buzz.
Okay, Pat.
All right.
All against, please so say your name. Okay, basically that is just letting employees know that there are cleaning supplies in the office and giving some direction about how they are to be used. And there are masks supplied in the office. And these are just making sure that we're socially distanced and masked when there's more than one person in the office, Jim and Buzz.
After things like ships and prisons and food processing plants, Apparently, one of the prime places to transmit this virus is in a closed space where you're spending time with another person for an extended period of time.
Right.
There's a pretty nice summary, actually, in today's Wall Street Journal about better understanding of the most likely places to transmit and how it's transmitted, if you guys are interested. But I think it's very important that we do have this because, you know, that is not, I mean, it's a relatively small, not terribly well-ventilated space. And so if you have more than one person in there, precautions are going to be extremely important.
Right. And I believe we're legally required to do that too. I mean,
yes, we are.
We are as well.
Yes.
But besides the legal requirement, it's a darn good idea.
Yeah.
That's right. We don't want anybody getting sick. Our record in Otter Rock is pretty good so far. Okay.
It was in Newport until a few weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah, just don't go out and eat at the restaurants, especially Nona's.
Yeah. And don't stop by Le Grand either.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
240.
Ooh.
We're 220. We had 17 new cases today, guys.
Yeah.
In Newport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy. 223, I think, or 225 or something crazy like that.
I think I'll...
And this is going to continue for months. So.
Yes, it is. Okay, so let's see. Do we have any other board member comments? Lisa?
I just want to say that I'm so happy for Jim, but I think it's really sucky for us. And that is all. So Jim, congratulations, goodbye, and I hope you keep in touch. Because we like you as a person, not just as an employee.
I appreciate that, thank you.
Okay, Buzz, do you have anything else?
No.
Anderson, no. Elliker, Beth?
Yeah, Jim, you're not going to change your phone number or anything, are you?
No, I'll still be available.
To drop off the map.
Really. We might need to call you from time to time.
Yeah.
But good luck in your new venture. I am real happy for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Dan?
What I said at the beginning, I'm really happy for you. I'm really grateful for all you've done for the district. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay. Well, I think we can adjourn unless, Jim, do you have anything else? Anybody else?
I do have a couple of questions. One is when I was sick, what was it, 3 months ago? Mm-hmm. And then we cleaned the tank out and you had mentioned that if I went to the doctor and got checked out, that the district would pay the bill. I submitted the bill and then I've received a letter that they're going to put it on my credit. So I'm not sure.
You paid that bill.
Oh.
You paid that immediately. Okay. I can look it up and send you. Pardon me?
Okay. Well, we'll work that out then. Thank you.
I probably will be in the office tomorrow.
I'll be around tomorrow.
I can find that and get you a copy of, probably they didn't give it credit to the right account, I'm guessing, since the check didn't come with your name on it.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. We can work that out. The other two things I had is, one is you guys are going to have to use my license until you find somebody. So I don't know, unless you want me to deregister, but you don't have anybody lined up.
Please don't deregister. That sounds like a complication.
Yeah, you need to get somebody lined up. I told Buzz I can talk to Joe Howery's son, Cody. I think that he could go to the class and get the license. Can I see that paper real quick, Buzz? Oh, there's two in July. So whoever wants it could get the license in July.
Any, wait a minute.
Have you talked to Cody about it at all?
My understanding is you have to have a year's experience. So does Colby have that year?
I'm not sure.
You can't just go take the test. I'm pretty sure about that, Jim. Hey, Pat.
Yes?
I also had another thing. When you're done talking to Jim, let me insert one more thought.
So, yeah, I can stay registered for you guys and probably remain on call. But my guess is that if you guys, I'm sure at times you're going to need me to come up here and help out, probably when it comes to draining the tank, flushing the springs. I'm going to have to teach somebody how to do all that. And then there's going to be some locates that are going to be pretty tough that I'm going to have to walk somebody through the district on. So I don't.
Are we going to do an hourly plus travel or?
I don't know. I was going to bring that up to you guys if you want to consider something. I know I'll be available on the weekends, but my schedule is Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
So if worse came to worse, you guys had to have my help. Same with the testing. If there was something nasty or reports or something, I can do that for my house as well. I can do a lot of the stuff. There's still two other things that have to be submitted to the state next month that I was just going to go ahead and do. So some of the stuff I can do from my house, some of it I can do via iPhone or FaceTime and explain to somebody some things. But I had to rely on Ted, you know, a little bit and then learn a lot. And I think somebody's going to probably, I'm assuming somebody need help, but if not, that's fine. Okay. So I don't know how you guys, if you want to think about it or figure it out.
Jim, how old is Cody? Do you know?
He graduated last year, so he's got to be 18 or 19.
Okay. And have you already mentioned anything to him about whether he would like to learn a trade?
No, I haven't mentioned it to him at all.
Sounds like something we might want to explore.
You'll call, you said you'd call him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pat.
And yes, go ahead.
I have talked to Jim. I think it's absolutely vital that we get the leak patched on Ellie Street at Lynn and Glenn's before, yes, somehow before Jim leaves. And Jim has said that it's before, correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, before the end of the month. It may be a little difficult to schedule Joe, but Joe is, I guess, has gotten the word and he'll see what he can do. But that said, if we can't do it, if Jim is volunteer, and he said the same thing to me, that he'd volunteer to come up on the weekend, and apparently Joe can work on a Saturday too, we got to get that done. We can't leave. If we bring in a contractor that doesn't know the problem, it'll be turned from a moderately good-sized job into a really big job. And I'd like to get that done.
Agreed.
And I have had parts on order from Jeff. I'll call him tomorrow and see whatever happened. I know that when everything's kind of in a funk right now with all our shipping, so nothing's normal.
Is Jeff in Portland?
The understatement of the year. Okay, anybody have anything else?
Morgan Jeff's the one who tells me. Here's one. Pat Hart is meters. Jeff Hart is our supplier from Tangent. They're brothers.
Pat Hart.
Oh, Pat. Those brothers. Okay. Yeah.
Pat Hart works out of Portland, and Jeff Hart works out of Tangent. Hart is the meter contact. Jeff Hart is the parts contact.
Okay. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
So, Pat, will you be announcing? Yeah, there is. At the next meeting is the 26th to okay the budget?
25th.
25th.
It's a Thursday.
So will you be breaking the news to the budget committee that we're going to need them to come back in July at that time?
Well, I can.
Or it, maybe August. I mean, it just depends on when we know what our situation is.
Right. I think trying to schedule that now is premature, maybe. There's nothing incumbent on us to modify the budget at all right now for next year.
Only the only incumbent thing is that we're not going to be doing like several, maybe $40,000 or $50,000 worth of things in the budget that we said we were going to do, and it seems like we ought to correct that.
But Buzz, we don't have the information yet, and we don't know what we're going to do with the money or where we have to put it. We don't have any information, and until we have information, we can't revise it. And like Pat says, we do not need to revise the budget right away. We can do it months. We can do it. In fact, we can wait all year and do it at the, you know, and
I know
in May of next year.
I'm sorry, Lisa, I disagree. We know Jim is leaving. We know we're not going to be paying his salary. We know we're not.
Yeah, but we might be paying more salary. I mean,
beg your pardon?
I don't know. We don't have any information. We can't have a meeting if we don't know the numbers.
Once we know who is going to be the operator, what we will be paying them, those kinds of things, then I think that will be the appropriate time to reconvene the budget committee once we have some idea of what our expenses are going to be. Just employee expenses, for one thing.
Right.
Excuse my ignorance, and I freely admit I may be totally wrong here, but when you have a several thousand dollars coming in each month and it's not going to what people are doing, it seems like you ought to at least have a meeting and make a resolution. Well, let's put this money somewhere until we know what we're going to do. If we have to have two meetings, then fine, let's do it. It shouldn't take much. Does it have to be that formal the first time?
Buzz, I'm not going to be signing any checks to spend that money on anything else than it's already designated for. And that means it's just going to be sitting in the checking account.
Exactly. Well,
does that mean I can't? I'm sorry, but there's some decisions. Maybe they're minor, but I've already told that engineer we're not going to be doing this, any of this, the special projects up at the tank site. We're not going to be doing that. That's going to be going over into the master plan. And it doesn't bother me making those decisions. But somebody might fuss about, oh, you said in the budget we're going to do that. You didn't say anything about Jim leaving. I mean, it seems like we ought to address some questions here. We do have some information.
I think at the budget meeting, we will be saying that this budget will need to be revised. But to file an imaginary, I mean, we finally have a budget this year that's based on real numbers. And I think once we have some idea what the numbers are going to be, that's when we reestablish a budget, and then we have to file the revised budget with the state. I guess what I'm trying to say, Buzz, is this is something. Once we establish a new budget, we have to file that budget with the state. So I think we need to have real budget. Now we can say we can certainly say we're going to be spending these things on other. It sounds like you're talking about spending more of the money than for.
No. I'm just saying the district, there has to be some official acknowledgement.
Yes.
That we're not going to be paying hours, Jim's hours is
right
to him on special right projects. We're not going to be installing meters.
Yes.
And if you want to, at the regular monthly meeting, if you want to say, make a resolution that we're not going to be doing this, and if we don't have to change the budget, fine. But somewhere, somebody ought to say, we're not going to be installing meters, we're not going to be doing these special projects.
Right.
Not, we have that information, Lisa.
June 25th, I think we'll have to be making those announcements. Even though we're saying we are going to file this budget with the state until we have a better idea of what our budget's really going to be, because we have to get it filed by the deadline. But I think we're going to have to publicly.
Dan?
What?
That's fine. Go ahead and file. I understand the need to
do that. But we're also going to announce what's going on.
It doesn't have to be a resolution.
No.
A resolution is a totally different animal,
right,
than what you're talking about, Buzz.
I know it's
language and it's semantics, but as long as we probably should put a thing on the webpage saying, you know, Jim is leaving. You know, we're sad to see him go. We're working hard to hire someone new, you know, and let's make it transparent. And we should send out an email, to everyone saying that. And then at the budget meeting, you know, we'll say, you know, we're going to have changes, but we don't know what they are. And as soon as we do, we're going to reconvene the budget committee and then we're going to hash this out again.
And, it could be that we, by some miracle, maybe we can clone Jim.
Exactly.
And find somebody who has more of his skills than we're anticipating at the moment. And that person could blackmail us and we could spend a lot more money on those services. Who knows? We just don't know anything yet on which to amend a budget.
But Buzz, I'm in total agreement that we need to make an announcement to the district. Jim, do you want to give me some feedback on some wording of an email? Rather than just making the announcement on your behalf, would you like to look at it first before I send it out?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. Tomorrow.
I did announce for the budget committee that they might want to listen into this meeting tonight.
Thank you, Hartz and Mullins, for
only. Yeah. Is Mullins still here? Okay. I don't. Oh yeah, that ceiling shot. That is. Anyway, so and the word is already out in the community to some degree this afternoon. I got a little feedback, but we're not trying to prevent this word from getting out. We want to be prudent in deciding what our next moves will be and give ourselves all the latitude we need to solve this issue.
So the announcement, yes. But
we would also have to Dan, in that announcement we would need to provide contact information now that we don't want people calling Jim for situations anymore, but we do need to say, if you have a water emergency, here's how it's going to get handled, here's what you need to do.
The Hearts have a couple questions.
Yes.
curious when Jim notified the board that he was leaving. That's our first question.
Okay, that was how many days ago?
Friday.
Okay.
Friday.
And have you put the job out for posting anywhere, his job? Or are you just looking in yourself house. In-house? Or have you put the job out there? Or is there a way to do that? There should be. To the public. So you could have applicant, you know, hire or interview applicants.
Well, the first step would probably be to contact SDAO and a couple of the other water organizations we belong to.
Right.
And Jim has, I believe that because of the classes, the licensing classes that are being held next month, we might make some contacts there.
We have to
investigate what kind of an offer we would make to somebody. We have to come up with a position description.
But
this is going to take a little time.
You don't have one right now for Jim?
It's ancient.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's not.
Well, Buck just redid it.
You did?
Oh, us redid it?
B-U-C-K.
Buck.
Buck.
Do I have a copy of that? I don't think so. Who has a copy?
I think I do.
That would be great.
Yeah, we could use that. Definitely. That would
be useful.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm still talking. And how long, when does Jim start work? How much longer do we have him?
End of the month.
End of the month? Okay. That's good to know.
Yep. So I have a question.
Yes.
What is going to be the contact number for water emergencies?
Good question. Mm-hmm. Who wants to get those calls in the middle of the night?
Not me.
I can get them, but I won't do any. I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
Does the district?
They can call me and I'm like, I'm sorry, but okay.
So, this week we need to get some procedures down. Do we need to get a district mobile phone so that someone has it at all times? I mean, we need to do some practical planning, with Jim.
Well, could we give her?
And you have to have somebody as a contact for the state, a contact for the lab, and a contact for the locates. Mm-hmm. And when I started, my salary covered, when I was paid on the first, it covered for the prior month. So if this next month, I will continue out the month, I can help you by answering the calls, the emails, and then hopefully corresponding with somebody to tell you guys, hey, this is what needs to happen. But that'll give you another month of me at least helping out in that fashion. And then as far as the feet on the ground, we'll have to figure that out separately.
Okay.
Did we not already say we were going to try contacting another local water operator and see if we could possibly contract temporarily with that person starting in July?
No, but that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Somebody else said that. It wasn't. And Jim, can you please leave us a list of the state and the locates people that we should contact about giving new contact information to?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
Also, whoever gets their license has to send it into the state.
Right. But in the meantime, we need somebody in the interim, I think, don't we? Doesn't that make sense?
I think Highland Water in the interim.
I have another question.
Sorry.
Isn't there a person in Beverly Beach that does this as well, that for the water district? I mean, they wouldn't want to take your job, but maybe in interim? I don't know. I just seems like I remember Ted telling us that once.
Yeah, there's a guy, Ted Lampney, that works for Beverly Beach, but he's an employee. Their superintendent, I believe, is out of Newburgh or Medford.
Okay. And Jim,
is he a full-time employee?
Is he a full-time employee? Stan wanted to know.
Yeah, I believe for I think it's Highland Water out of Newburgh, but he's an employee of theirs. And
okay.
Oh, I got you.
I see.
There's not.
And one more thing, Jim. Thanks a lot for all your work that you've done for us. You've done a good job.
Thank you.
We'll miss you.
Yeah, we'll miss you.
I appreciate it. I took a lot of pride in my work, and I really enjoyed the customers that I worked with.
Yeah. Well, thanks. We appreciate it.
So, looks like we have a lot of homework to do.
Yep.
And, Jim, you said you were going to be in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Buzz, do you, Jim, and I want to socially distance outside somewhere and come up with maybe step 1, 2, 3, some kind of a quick plan on how to proceed?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Buzz has time. Do you have time tomorrow to meet with him? Any other questions? Yeah, he said that's fine.
Okay. What time? What time works?
Anytime. I have some locates and sampling in the morning, so 9 is so anytime, 8:30, 9.
How about 9? Buzz, does 9 work for you?
Yes.
Okay, why don't we get together and figure out who all we need to contact and why, and come up with some steps to follow to see if we can get somebody interim.
Okay. So Jim, you will be the emergency contact until the end of the month, is that correct?
Yeah, and if you need me to be for longer, that's fine. I can probably handle quite a bit.
I just need to have, I'll run the announcement by you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Is everybody comfortable with adjourning the meeting at this time?
Yes.
Somebody like to move?
I move we adjourn.
I'll second that.
Who made that motion? Dan?
Dan.
Okay. Everybody in favor, say your name.
Dan.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Pat.
Buzz.
Hey, this is my last board meeting.
Luck. Oh, you think?
Exactly, you think?
Are we adjourned?
Yeah.
At 7:17 p.m. That was a short meeting.